Julius Caesar and the great Napoleon too. Great men, that is true, and great things they could do. And of Washington and Lincoln, great men in their day. But the greatest man that ever lived has just passed away. You say, well now, who is he?
Yeah, who can he be?
Why, he's the man whose death caused all my woe and misery. It's my wife's first husband, John, the greatest man that e'er the sun shone on. John never chewed tobacco, no liquor flowed his way. I know it 'cause I hear it 10,000 times a day. John never lied and never tried to fool her anyway. And every week when he'd come home, he'd hand her all his pay. But all good things must end sometime, and John's run his last race. And he's in the quiet churchyard now with a smile upon his face. And no one envies him as much as a man that took the place of my wife's first husband, John. It's my wife's first husband, John. What a great guy he's become since he is gone. She bought a gorgeous tombstone when on life John lost his lease. And thereupon is written, till I join you, rest in peace.
I told her that I needed a home, Jolly. And then I called her hon.
You fool.
Why?
When a guy talks like he doesn't need a home.
What's the because?
He should be putting one.
I get it. He's gone, but still he's happy, and I don't know where I'd rather be. Here or in that churchyard, 'cause in my dreams I see, looking through the pearly gates and smiling down.